But
it, that's there. I'm talking about the potential.
Future.
Oh, all yes, of it's yeah. on public yes. land, so, except for that area.
So,
west
so
of
there
town.
Are so there are two caveats to that. There is the 3 mile and Port of Morrow section heading clear out west. Mm-hmm. That yes, we have that is private property. We have spoken with them. They've said we agree with the general idea. We're happy to support it. We just can't. We're not going to commit to an exact spot right now until we know what we want to develop. The only other section is, again, if we do consider that BPA easement headed to the west, and I will reiterate, in nowhere in the Heritage Trail plan or any formal alignment of the Heritage Trail do we propose going east in that BPA easement at all, how or
does,
have we?
How does it work over the freeway?
Where
it goes, you know...
Out by Loves.
You go across the freeway in Boardman, but you also go across at Loves. How does that work?
We're going to have to figure that out. I would hope that some of the improvements with the Tower Road IAMP out there and the improvements being mm-hmm. made, we can work with that. Mm-hmm. We don't know.
Does
because, again, we're not at the level where we are planning that exact route yet.
From an experience point of view, it doesn't seem like bicycling or hiking under a BPA line would be something that I would be interested in.
I don't know. And again, that's that goes to just the second part of that question,
yeah.
I don't know. The city of Boardman is the one that mentioned, hey, that might be something we could do, I believe. But I know that I've talked to Carla about that a few times, and she said, you know, we're leading up the conversation. We'll let you know if it's even feasible or not before we bother doing anything. That is an easement. That easement does cross private land, so I don't know how that works. I can't speak to that process. But again, we wouldn't obviously not move forward with development, we being the county, I can't speak for anybody else, without following the proper avenues for any of that.
Yes.
I forgot to ask the Planning Commission to adopt exhibit number one,
the
3 pages from Jonathan Tallman, and exhibit number two, the 151 pages from Jonathan Tallman. So he also asked for the county to add that into the record for this hearing. Michaela went through very tediously all those emails. In addition to those, the information that's in your packet, those two items were submitted by Mr. Tallman after your packets went out. So if you want to take action on it, adding exhibits.
I guess we'll make a motion that we can put those into the record.
Yes, I can. Any further discussion? Hearing none. You want in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Yeah, adding exhibit one and two to the record.
So the last thing I'll add quickly before I in my conversation here. I've reiterated a little bit, but you do have up on the screen again, speaking exclusively to the Heritage Trail, because that is what is before you, and that is all that I'm
right.
speaking to. That is the alignment in that vicinity, the pink being the existing formally recognized alignment.
Okay. Any additional questions for staff at this time?
And that pink line is not going to move.
Excuse me?
That pink line is not going to move.
No,
that's current.
We have no proposed.
Okay.
And that, even though those roads are port roads, they're very supportive of this. So we coordinated with them as well.
Yeah. And that is a section that's kind of goes through, an industrial area, and it's kind of difficult to do that. But I will just say, that was one of the more difficult ways to try and establish a connection to keep the trail contiguous. That was a difficult. Kind of like, well, pick the lesser of two evils. Let's see what we can do to at least formally recognize it, and we can work on those improvements, including safety.
Thank you. At this time, we're going to move to the proponents, opponents, and neutral, and would like to leave all comments to a maximum of 5 minutes. So proceeding forward at this time, I would invite anybody. Do we have any additional proponents? Are you a proponent?
Are you in favor?
No. Okay. Wait 1 second. without any additional, now I would invite any opponents.
I'm actually.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
Good evening, Commission. My name is Stephanie Case, for those of you that don't know me. I am a Morrill County citizen and a resident of Irrigan. And I actually want to come out tonight and speak in favor of the adoption of your Heritage Trail concept plan tonight. I worked for Morrill County for about 10 years, and I remember the first time I pulled out the original Heritage Trail concept plan and looked at it and thought, wow, what a fascinating concept. Irrigan, thank you. So anyways, I thought, you know, of all the years that I've lived in Morrill County, I didn't know anything about it. A portion of the Heritage Trail is existing, as some of you may know, and I've spent some time over the last several years since I found out about it, exploring the Heritage Trail. What I love is that this is actually moving forward all those years of the concept plan. It lived as a living document, as all plans do. They're all living documents, and we look at plans as something that exist for a period of time, and I think the previous plan existed for far too long without implementation. So I love all the work that's been done. We, as staff, when I was staff with Morrill County, we tried to re-engage conversation. It was about 10 years ago, I believe. Actually now, I think it was about 2017. The Port of Morrow actually indicated that they didn't really like the alignment. When the original concept plan was developed, I don't think anybody anticipated the amount of vehicular traffic that would be going through there. So some of the portions of the Heritage Trail as it existed previously were not favorable for pedestrian access. And now we see a lot of bicycle traffic, particularly in Boardman, so it just wasn't safe. I also wanted to comment, you know, the signed plan, I don't think it was actually a plan, but that was done a few years ago. I think that's a really great project as well to go along with this. So as a side note, I do serve as the Gillum County Planning Director, and so I will speak to that we don't see any issue from Gillum County that this would connect up to Gillum County at this point. So just kind of a side note. I'm here just speaking mostly as a resident.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Any additional online? I think everybody left us. At this time, I invite the opponents to testify and prove.
Okay, it's me again.
Yes, please.
Dan must have fallen asleep. My name is Cheryl Tallman. I live at 706 Southwest Winfield Avenue, Boardman, Oregon. I've lived there for over 40 years. As owner and operator of the Farmers Cup, an attendant property affected by the conceptual plan of the Heritage Trail corridor being discussed tonight, I want to make a narrow procedural point for the record on agenda item 5.2, the county's recreation element update and adoption of the Heritage Trail plan. While this trail is often described as conceptual, the county has already identified approximately $2 million in capital improvement plan funding connected to the Heritage Trail. Once public funding is programmed, these plans begin to function as a real corridor. Comments in practice, even if they are labeled conceptual on paper, because funding and adoption create implementation assumptions that directly affect properties and tenants. As a tenant and local business operator, I respectfully ask that the county ensure the record clearly reflects that no trail alignment affecting private land is final tonight. No implementation is assumed without lawful landowner coordination, and any future impacts must be addressed through good faith negotiation and lawful procedures before corridor assumptions harden through funding reliance. That's the end. Thank you for allowing me to speak my piece.
Thank you. Any additional comments at this time?
For saving time, I'll just, Jonathan Tallman, 706 Mount Hood. Okay. All right. So
I appreciate the staff. I want to clarify again, just like my mother, county, the HERTA is not intended to run under the BPA transmission corridor or power line area. For the record, I respectfully request the staff identify specific maps, factual alignment description, and corridor limits that supports this statement so affected owners and tenants can clearly understand what is and not being advanced tonight. Because of the corridors have been discussed across multiple platforms. Like I discussed earlier with this is segmentation, okay? Once they get it across the line and they got the $2 million for the funded, then they're able to go back because they have the funding to do it however they want. When I brought up about how they do it, once they get the funding, oh wait, I'm sorry, it isn't residential, it's for a commercial company. Okay? Oh yeah, we've got the funding, we can do it however we want. It's conceptual, not factual. Because of the heavy-handedness that you guys have talked about, I bring that up because that is very important on how it gets done, and that's why property rights are so important. Okay? Let me go over the basis here. Okay? Okay? Da-da-da. All right. Okay, the park master plan, which happened to be tonight at the same time, so I can't be in two places at once. How coincidental. The Parks Master Plan maps trail corridors, identifies future trails and parks. I wasn't able. I reserved all my rights. You guys are giving the funding mechanism with the Parks Master Plan, okay? And it identifies future park trails and connections. Even though you guys say that you're not going to do it, they could say it, or the city could say it, or the port could say it, or any of these five. This is segmentation. Once you get the funding, you can do it however you want and make it look however you want. This makes the corridor. This represents the property, my property. Okay? Once you have that $2 million in funding, Danny Kearns at the last one just said, there's no funding. Yes, there is. Go to the Boardman County. All the 1028, all the 1202, all the city CIPs, the county CIPs, I want to add that to the record. That is not attached to the record. It is fully funded through their own reliance on it. Because then once they get it funded, then they can say, oh, well, now since it was just conceptual, we can change however we want. When I went through this meeting, okay, that's why they say, and they just do a little part conceptual. Then they go back and say, oh, that's not what we meant. We can change it because we had it, it's conceptual, and because we relied on it with funding, we can change it to however we want. I just can't just state how important that fact is to how things get done. And it's so frustrating. That's why property rights are so important. You have to do through the process the whole way, not just, oh, we're going to do it here and then fund and then rely on it because it's conceptually, not factually. This whole thing should be coordinated at the same time. It is not being coordinated at the same time. And that's why they're able to do this. And I'm not making my point clear enough because of all the stuff that they've done in the past, because they've set up the right-of-way, okay, already, that it's conceptual. We'll make it factual and then go on. Because once you make it factual, then we know where we're talking about it, and you don't have to go back and say it's conceptual. I'm sorry. Ma'am, you told me that I could hold you accountable, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm holding you accountable because once they get it across the finish line with funding, then they can go back and make it factual because they've got the money and the reliance on it. And once you get one of these dominoes, then they say, oh, well, they already did it, so guess what? It doesn't matter. Dam's been broken. And that's why it's so important to understand the segmentation of this whole process. And that is why property rights are so important, because the inverse eminent domain happens, and that affects property. And I've experienced it 7 years ago. I don't want to experience it again. That's why you guys right here hold the power, you hold the keys, like what we talked about from that Rolling Stone magazines, okay, of this, of how this works for property right users. And it's so important to understand, because you can change your mind. And why did they have to have it at the same type of meeting? Why didn't they show it to me 7 days before? I asked the record be open on a 777 basis. I do want all that information shown to you guys so I can go through line by line how this affects my property. I'm not making this up. I promise you I'm not making it up. We can go through the whole process, but this is why property rights are so important.
Okay. That is
thank you.
Time.
Thank you for listening.
I have just some other questions. Yeah. Who received the $2 million funding?
It's nobody's received the $2 million. The county is budgeting for future trail improvements, right? It's part of the county's new capital improvement, but they've been budgeting for it. Yeah.
I will also say some of that budget has been provided by local residents and different organizations.
So separate crowd payments or
no?
Donations.
So we pretty much this is okay. And so have we received any letters of commitments from 3 Mile and the Port of Morrow?
No, it's informal because it's just an alignment. No commitment until they develop the property.
I assume since it's proposed through their property that they were made aware of this. Maybe.
Yeah, we actually had phone calls and emails.
And we have.
Very deliberate.
I don't recall. I believe it was included in previous packets or at least referenced that we have documentation from them indicating that they are aware, they are supportive. They can't commit to a specific alignment yet, we agree that we are not proposing.
And that's what I meant. Mm-hmm. I didn't mean commitment to that specific, but commitment to use their land.
They support that it is on the concept plan. Okay.
Yeah, they have not committed to us developing anywhere on their land yet. They have committed that they are supportive of the concept. They're basically saying we can't give you the go ahead to build until we know what we're going to do, and you guys tell us where you're going to put it, and we agree with that, and we are not proposing an alignment or development.
Please clarify my question.
Yet.
They're aware of this meeting.
Oh,
absolutely.
We'd asked about John at the last meeting we had here in Gary.
Yeah. Yeah, that was great.
And then back to, and before it's finalized, it will come back to county land, county, in our county, not cities, obviously, but it would come back before.
If it requires a land use permit to develop, but all the development on the federal land would not require a county land use permit. On that private land, I have to think about what the underlying zone would. On a piece-by-piece basis, I'd have to look at what the underlying zoning requirements would be.
And so also the only private, other than the port and 3 Mile private land, is the possible BPA easement.
Right, because that easement is for a transmission line, and that's not part of this.
Anywhere in this.
That's why we shared that map.
Oh, no. Oh, well, okay, I meant the other side.
Yes. The heading west, so that's something that we're still evaluating to see if that's even allowed.
Oh, if there were two alignments, for example, other than Coonsie.
Related but unrelated, because we have utility easements going through our property for transmission lines, and part of that easement would not involve...
Absolutely.
As it's currently written, I don't know the details of that easement.
So I just want to make sure that when you were talking about the power lines, that wasn't not Jonathan's easement. That was the easement.
That is absolutely
another
correct.
Property.
That same easement west of Main Street in Boardman.
Yes, sir. Okay, that's
the Heritage Trail. Okay. There is no. Yes, that's correct.
This plan we have now does not, it's a quarter mile from Jonathan and Sheriff's.
That is correct, and that's existing trail that has been there. Nothing new is proposed at all.
And there's nothing in the proposal that puts it through their land.
That is correct.
Okay.
I would invite anyone who has any neutral testimony at this time.
I was just going to give clarification. The Parks and Rec has had their meetings every fourth Tuesday of every month for at least the last 4 years.
Thank you. Any additional questions of staff, since it's Morrow County is the applicant?
I do. How much is Boardman Park and Rec have involved with this?
They've been involved, Boardman Park and Rec, they've been very involved all along the way. I know there was some involvement before I start. I can only speak to about the past year and a half. Mm-hmm. But in the year and a half that I've been working on this, yes, we've spoken with them, phone, email, in person. I've spoken with George numerous times. He has personally attended some of our public events and provided feedback.
Because a lot of the trail goes through their park.
Yes,
and they're supportive of.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and all the trail that goes through there is already existing. None of that is new proposed. Yeah. In fact, if anything, we had a couple proposed things that they nixed and said that won't work. Really, the only piece that's missing, and actually it's worth noting, maybe not directly pertinent to your question, so I apologize, but the only place in this whole trail system that it isn't technically contiguous is right there at the railroad bridge to Marine Drive and the marina, mm-hmm. Just because we haven't determined how to safely do that yet, and so we're working with them to figure that out as well.
And early on, so the initial scoping meeting, the Irrigan Park and Rec District and the Boardman Park and Rec District, both staff and I think we had a board member from each participated, and then they continued to participate throughout. We had a couple of public events, and then more one-on-one that Clint was explaining. So we tried to align that portion in the county with the existing systems.
Isn't there a curtain trail that goes from the tugboat down to the marina that doesn't cross that bridge?
Yes. Yes, the bridge connection would just make it contiguous down Main Street and west.
Down through town,
gotcha. So, yeah, it runs contiguous from the Boardman Marina to the Umatilla County line. Mm-hmm. And then there's a small gap to go through Boardman and west.
Okay.
I will expand, too, and I actually spoke with George yesterday, and we sat and compared maps to ensure our alignment matched. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay.
Any additional questions of staff? I ask if anyone would like to continue the hearing or hold the record open at this time.
Yes.
Okay. I believe we're on the same with it being, okay, it goes to the BOC. So at this time, hearing that, it will reflect on the, I know you guys have said it.
Okay, February
18th. 18th meeting. So at this time, we'll close the public hearing. And any additional questions from the commission? If hearing none, we have two recommendations of motions, is either to recommend approval for the BOC to approve or recommend the BOC not to approve.
I recommend the BOC approve the Heritage Trail as presented tonight.
I got first.
Second.
Second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Opposed, same.
Stephen, were you in support? Was he supportive?
Hinsler.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Right. Slight delay.
I'm in favor.
Okay, thank you.
Next on the agenda is the update, which Tamara always does a good job and gives us all the info we need.
I do want to note that that's a team effort, so I had to start spreading the love around a little bit. So
Tamara put their name on it.
Yeah, and that's right. Yeah. Well, we now have a internal procedure, so everybody gets a little bit of.
Perfect.
I get the final edit, but everybody else adds a little bit to it. Maybe I should say planning director and staff, so that might be more inclusive.
Any additional correspondence?
No additional correspondence. I do have a... you have a... That's it. Oh, never mind. No additional correspondence.
Okay. Any additional public comment? Hearing none.
I do have a couple of handouts. This is a really nice, handy, it's a handout that Clint made because he's trying to figure out how all these things work, and he came up